These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way, the chaser. The chase is on. And welcome to The Chase. Today's team of four total strangers believe they have what it takes to beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds. Let's meet the team.
I'm Lockie, I'm 54, I'm a pub trade consultant and I'm from Devon.
I'm Abby, I'm 30 and I'm a school administrator from Cardiff.
I'm Jackie, I'm 50, I'm a legal administrator from Essex.
I'm Paul, I'm 31 and a bank team leader from Rotherham.
Well, there they are. Now, one by one, they've got to win as much money as they can, bring it safely down the table and into the team prize fund. But hunting them down every step of the way is the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. But if they make it back safely, they go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of the total prize fund. First to face the chaser, it's Lockie. Hey, Lockie, how are you?
Hi, Brad, I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Not your real name.
No, I'm Steve, but everyone knows me as Lockie.
Why is that?
My surname is Locke.
Oh, I get you.
Yeah.
All right, great. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Lockie. Quick-fire questions. Each correct answer is going to get you £1,000. You've got 1 minute to build up as much cash as you can. Your time starts now. At the start of a snooker frame, the red balls are arranged into what shape?
Triangle.
Correct. Mother Teresa was famed for her work in what Indian city?
Delhi.
Calcutta. What US prison got its name from the Spanish word for pelican?
Alcatraz.
Correct. The Starry Night is a famous painting by which Dutch artist?
Van Gogh.
Correct. Windy Miller and Mrs. Hunnaman were characters in what children's TV show?
Trumpton.
Candwick Green. Which Gilbert and Sullivan operetta features the song for He is an Englishman?
Pass.
HMS Pinafore. In their full names, what word comes before Tunbridge Wells and Leamington Spa?
Royal.
Correct. Who invented the bouncing bombs used in the Dam Buster raids?
Barnes Wallace.
Correct. The three ancient Greek architectural orders were Corinthian, Ionic and what?
Pass.
It's Doric. What was the nickname of silent film comedian Roscoe Arbuckle?
Fatty.
Correct. In Norse myth, the souls of warriors who died heroic deaths go where?
Valhalla.
Correct. Which novelist wrote? Good start. £7,000, Lockie. All we've got to do is get you and that £7,000 through to the final chase. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's give it a go.
Well, you're going to have to face the chaser, but who will it be today? Will it be Anne Hegarty? One look at her turns you to jelly. Or will it be Mark Labette, the tyrannosaur of quizzers out to wreck your chances? Or will it be Sean Wallace? He's dressed to depress. Who do you fear most then, Lockie?
I'd really like to take Mark on. Played rugby against some big guys. I just want to see how big he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, he's big.
Let's see.
Right then. Time to bring on the chaser. Ah, your wishes my command. It's the beast himself, rugby man Mark Labette.
Good afternoon, Lockie.
How are you, Mark?
And good afternoon, Bradley.
Good afternoon, beast.
Big enough for you?
No. You're not. I've played against bigger than you.
Thank you, boys. Right, you get a three-step head start on the chaser. There's your £7,000 on the table. However, if you want to start a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£3,000.
£3,000. However, if you want to take a step closer to the beast, he will offer you...
Does £30,000 tickle you?
Oh, yeah.
£30,000. That is big money. Better have a chat with your team. £30,000.
What do you think, boys and girls?
You did really well, but I think we need to get some money at bank straight away. Fetch £7,000 home straight away for us.
Girls?
You could do the 30 easily. Don't let him intimidate you. That's £30,000 for the taking there. That's a really good start.
Thank you very much, team. Time to face the table there, Lockie, and give us your decision, of course.
Well, I am a team player. I'll stick with the £7,000, thank you.
OK, you're sticking with the £7,000.
Well, I've noticed how brave the girls are being back there. I'm looking forward to their match-up.
Indeed. Right, you will answer the same questions at the same time as the chaser. If you're right, you move one step closer to home. However, if you're wrong, you stay where you are, giving the chaser the chance to close the gap. If you get caught, the money is gone, of course, you know this, and you're out of the game. First person to lock in their answer puts the other under a five-second time pressure, so you're going to have to be quick, because the beast is lucky. For £7,000, the chase is on. Here comes the first question. What was the relationship between Eric Sykes and Hattie Jakes in their long-running TV sitcom? A, cousins, B, brother and sister, or C, husband and wife? You put brother and sister. You know this?
Yeah, I think so. I'm old enough to remember.
The correct answer is... Brilliant, brother and sister. We're on a roll straight away. The chaser puts... Also, brother and sister. Lockie, well done. Off to a great start. Here's your next question. Who composed the line, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" A, Shakespeare, B, Keats, or C, Browning? You put Shakespeare.
Literature, not a good subject for me, I'm afraid. So, that was a guess. Right? It sounds Shakespeare to me.
You've put Shakespeare. Correct answer is... Shakespeare it is. So, step closer to home. That is very good. The flip side of this, of course, is he doesn't do culture. He's not very good on this. The chase has put...
Spent the bulk of last year studying up on it.
You did!
Ready for this year.
Never mind. Here's the next question. If you sailed due south from Gibraltar, which country would you reach first? A, Algeria, B, Tunisia, or C, Morocco? You've put Morocco. Much of a sailor?
Well, if you call sailing across the Atlantic in 2003 much of a sailor, yes, I am.
You crossed the Atlantic?
For a bet, £5 bet.
What would you do for a tenner?
I'd sail back.
Are you mad? How long did it take?
15 days.
Fantastic.
I'm not a sailor at all, really. That was just a bet that I wouldn't go with them, and I did.
So you've put Morocco?
Guess. Big guess.
The correct answer is... Wow, great guess. Two steps from home. It's fantastic. The chaser has put... Also, Morocco.
He did all that, and yet he didn't take £30,000 off.
Teamwork. I'm playing for the team at the moment.
Good man. Here's your next question. In which year did the Eiffel Tower open? A, 1869. B, 1889. Or C, 1909? You put 1909.
I've got a feeling that is wrong. I've got a feeling it is the 1800s. Not confident at all.
Right. The correct answer is... 1889. Mm. Staying where you are, of course. Let's see what the chaser put. Yeah, he's going to know that.
1869, Suez Canal was opened. 1909, Louis Blériot first flew across the Channel. And 1889, built for the World Expo.
Let's get home, shall we, Lockie? Get your first one through to the final chase. Here's your next question. Which major annual sporting event was first held in 1967? He's smiling, so he knows. Is it A, London Marathon, B, Super Bowl, or C, Rugby World Cup? You put Super Bowl.
I've got a feeling... This year was the 40-something Super Bowl.
The correct answer is... Well played. Yes! One step from home. Let's see what the chaser put. Yeah, he's a big Gridiron fan, plays it himself.
Yeah, 1967, Super Bowl won, Green Bay Packers won, London Marathon 1981, Rugby World Cup 1987.
Thank you very much. Here's what I'm hoping is going to be your last question. What is the name of Kylie Minogue's 2010 album? Is it A, Venus, B, Cupid, or C, Aphrodite? You put... But Venus? You're a big Kylie fan?
Not of her music. I think she's gorgeous. guess, big guess.
Big guess. We're crossing our fingers. Is it Venus? We'll find out after the break. Ah, welcome back. Lucky here is one correct answer away from going through to the final chase for £7,000. Now, before the break, I asked him, what is the name of Kylie Minogue's 2010 album? Lucky said it was Venus. The correct answer is... ooh, Aphrodite. Staying where you are. Is the Beast a fan of Kylie Minogue? The chaser has put... oh, yes, he is. Closes the gap and one step behind you, breathing down your neck. Right, this answer needs to be correct, Lockie. Yep. I really desperately want you to go through, mate.
Me too.
Here's the next question. Who was the winner of the first Miss World contest? Was it A, Miss France, B, Miss Sweden, or C, Miss Greece? You have put...
it's a big guess.
Miss Sweden. Why Sweden?
I don't know. It's a pure, pure guess. A real big guess. I really haven't got a clue.
The correct answer is... yes! Get in there! Put it there. Put it there. Well done. Well done. Stay where you are for a second. Great guess.
Lucky, Lockie. God. 1951.
Well, Lockie, you're through to the final chase. Go and
thank
take
you.
Your seat.
Thank
congratulations.
You.
Next to face the chaser, it's Abby. Welcome.
Hi.
You are a school administrator from Cardiff.
I am, indeed, yes.
Right, and I think the Beast might work in Wales.
So might let me off a little bit, then.
Yeah, may do, may not. Now, this is your chance to build up as much money as you can. Are you ready?
Yes.
Good luck. Your time starts... now, what telephone directory takes its name from the coloured paper it's printed on?
Yellow pages.
Correct. Chinese restaurant syndrome comes from eating too much of what food additive?
Pass.
It's MSG. The Morant Bay Rebellion took place in what Caribbean country?
Cuba.
Jamaica. What type of military vehicle are the Chieftain and Centurion?
Tanks.
Correct. Rock and Roll Star is the opening track of what Oasis studio album?
Definitely Maybe.
Correct. How many horse races on the flat make up the English classics?
Seven.
Five. Barry and Paul Elliott are known as which brothers on children's
the
TV?
Brothers.
Yes, to me, to you. Disney's Mickey Mouse first appeared in what decade?
50s.
20s. Published in 1949, what was George Orwell's last completed novel?
Animal Farm.
1984. Beaches reaching a particular standard of cleanliness are awarded what colour flag?
Red.
Blue. What Austrian composer's Symphony 101 is called The Clock?
Mozart.
It's Haydn. Who has played Nurse Betty, Miss Potter and Bridget Jones? Out of time, correct answer would have been Renée Zellweger. However, four right, giving you £4,000. Abby, it is time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Abby.
Hello.
Which school are you at?
Whitchurch High School.
A very good school.
One of the biggest in Europe.
They're going to be very disappointed with you. I used to live in Whitchurch. They're bright. You're not.
Don't let him intimidate you, Abby.
I'm going to charm him with my smile.
Good girl. That's the way to do it. As always, you start three steps ahead of our chaser. There's your £4,000, all right? If you want to take one step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
a pathetic £1,000.
But if you want to take him on, go a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£21,000.
Better have a chat with your team.
And she was talking a very big game from back there.
She was indeed.
Guys, help. If it were me, I would stay with the four.
Yeah.
I think I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. Let's get some money in the pot. Mm.
Thank you.
Good team play from Lockie. So, what do you think?
I'm going to go with the good advice, I think, on my last performance with that quick fire round. I'm going to stick with the 4,000.
£4,000 it is, Chaser.
Probably very wise.
OK. For £4,000, the chase is on. Wish you luck, mate. Here's your first question. Which of these animals is extinct? A, angel shark, B, passenger pigeon, or C, snow leopard? You've put... snow leopard. Why?
I think I've seen them, a little, just drawings of a snow leopard. so it was a kind of a guess, really.
The correct answer is... passenger pigeon. Ouch. Got to stay where you are. The chaser's put... passenger pigeon.
You obviously didn't see the documentary the BBC did last year about the snow leopard. Very, very rare.
I was probably having fun somewhere rather than watching a documentary.
Yes, if you want to win the money, it's not about having fun, it's about knowing things, dear girl.
Here's your next question. What is the occupation of Mr. Sowerberry in Charles Dickens' Oliver Twist? A, undertaker. B, schoolmaster. Or C, porter. You've put undertaker.
Yeah, it's sticking out in my mind for some reason.
Okay. The correct answer is yes, undertaker. Brilliant stuff. The chaser's put porter. Got it wrong. What a reprieve. That was great. Here's your next question. The 1996 TV drama Our Friends in the North was mainly set in which city? A, Sheffield. B, Newcastle on Tyne. Or C, Liverpool. You put Newcastle upon Tyne. Why?
I think that's the most north out of those three.
Okay, let's have a look. The correct answer is... well played. Brilliant. Step closer to home. That's fantastic. Let's see what the chaser put. Also Newcastle upon Tyne.
With Gina McKee and a young Daniel Craig.
OK, Abby, here's your next question. What is the name of the Berlin nightclub in the musical Cabaret? Is it A, Galaxy, B, the Kit Kat, or C, Marathon? You've put... Galaxy.
Kit Kat seemed a bit of a silly name for a nightclub. Galaxy seemed more likely than Marathon.
The correct answer is... the Kit Kat Club. It's kittens and cats. Mmm. Got to stay where you are. The chaser has put... yeah, 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 he's closing the gap. Here's your next question. Glossitis is an inflammation of which part of the body? A, tongue. B, eyelid. Or C, throat. You put tongue.
Sty tends to be an eyelid, and well, a tonsil's a tonsillitis. So, yeah, tongue is where I ended up on that one.
Fine. The correct answer is... well played. Very good. Process of elimination. Excellent. The chase has put... also tongue.
Come on, you're a school administrator. You must get kids' notes with. They've come down with a case of glossitis.
Here's your next question. Doing great, Abby. Come on. Cockaliki soup originates in which country? A, England. B, Ireland. C, Scotland. You put Scotland.
It's between Ireland and Scotland.
It sounds Scottish, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Correct answer is... well played. One step from home. Brilliant. Let's see what the chaser put. Also Scotland.
You must enjoy your food.
Well, goes without saying. Next question.
Here indeed is your next question. What is 60 degrees Celsius on the Fahrenheit scale? A, 120. B, 130. Or C, 140. Abby, Abby, out of time. That means you've got to stay where you are. What would you have put?
B.
130. Mm. Well, the correct answer is... OK. 140 anyway. The beast will know this. The chaser's put... yeah, and he does indeed close the gap. That was your chance to get home and drive with your $4,000. However... you've got one more chance. This is very critical, Abby. We need to get you through to the final chase with Lockie, bringing the total prize fund up to £11,000. Here's the question. Good luck. Which of these is not a pilgrim in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales? A. Cook. B. Clerk. C. Chandler. You put Cook.
I'm basing it on the Heath Ledger film A Knight's Tale, and there's definitely a clerk in that film. I don't remember there being a cook.
So The Knight's Tale is one of 24 tales, and based on that, you're picking one of the other 23.
Yes,
good logic.
Take that as a moment. He's trying to intimidate you now. It's a bit late in the day because I'm hoping this roundabout guess is going to get you through.
Me too.
The correct answer is... Chandler. Okay, we're staying where we are. That is not good. We need him to be wrong. The chaser has put. Oh, he's got it wrong!
You see? Know I don't do culture, I'm trying to get better.
Do you know what? If only you'd gone to school.
I know.
Well, you've got one more chance. That's good news, Abby. Let's keep you in the game. Come on, let's put you through, Willocky. Here's the next question. Vivaldi's The Four Seasons Concerto was composed for which instrument? A. Piano. B. Violin. C. Flute. You've got a big smile. That's either nerves or you know it. You've put... Violin. You know it?
Nigel Kennedy.
To go through with $4,000, the correct answer is... Yes, violin, well played. Well done. Brilliant stuff. Heavy. Congratulations. If only you'd spent more time in the classroom.
Exactly.
Abby, well done. Go and join Lockie. Total prize fund is £11,000. Thank you very much indeed. Two through, two left. Next to face the chaser, it's Jackie. Great. OK, legal administrator from Essex.
Yeah.
Let's work in a solicitor's...
Barrister's office.
Barrister's office. Yep. Brilliant stuff. And, of course, your surname is...
Chase.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Let's build up as much cash as we can. Jackie, I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What Formula One Grand Prix takes place on the streets of Monte Carlo?
Monaco.
Correct. Christine and Mary Beth were the first names of which American TV cops...
Cagney Lacey.
Correct. According to Douglas Adams, what number is the meaning of life, the universe,
42.
And everything? Correct. La Repubblica and the Stamper are newspapers from what country?
Italy.
Correct. Paul Heaton formed what band after the breakup of the House Martins?
McFly.
Beautiful South. Who starred as a leprechaun in the film musical Finian's Rainbow?
Fred Astaire.
Tommy Steele. Which former Prime Minister's autobiography is called A Journey?
Tony Blair.
Correct. Which comedian guest starred in Coronation Street as Draymond Eric Gartside?
Bradley Walsh.
It's Peter Kay. What young girl marches at the head of a procession twirling and tossing a baton?
Majorette.
Correct. What orange pigment's name comes from the Latin for carrot?
Carotene.
Correct. During World War II, Bevin boys were associated with what work environment?
The mines.
Correct. £8,000, Jackie. That is fantastic. Let's see if we can keep hold of it, because now it's time to bring on the chaser.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Chase.
Good afternoon.
£8,000's good.
No more Mr. Nice Guy. Let's get on with it.
Ooh, right then.
He's scared.
I think
he is. You'll find out how scared I am in a minute.
I spend my days being cross-examined by some of the top silks in the country. You don't scare me.
Yeah, but you don't say whether you win or lose. Let's get on with this.
There you are. Let's put you on the table, Jackie. Three steps ahead of the chaser. There's your £8,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, he will offer you...
£1,000.
Oh, he really does mean business. If you're going to take a step closer, the chaser will offer you...
£40,000.
Oi, oi, oi. Better have a chat there with your team.
Where are we at, guys?
You nailed that 60-second round then, and you've got him scared. I think you can take the 40.
I think you could take the 40, but I don't think he wants you in final chase, to be honest. I think he's scared.
Of course I don't want her in the final chase. I don't want any of you in the final chase.
You've got two of us, you know?
You don't count. You'll be easy to beat.
Jackie, you've heard your team. Time for you to make your decision.
I'm going to stick with the 8,000.
You're going to stick with the 8,000?
Cluck, 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 after all that big talk.
Jackie, £8,000?
Yep.
The chase is on. Good luck, here comes the first question. Where was Princess Elizabeth on holiday when she was informed that she had become queen? A, Kenya. B, Mozambique. C, Tanzania. You put Kenya. Pretty confident?
Yes, I knew she was in Africa, and I'm pretty certain it was Kenya.
OK. Correct answer is... Perfect. On a roll straight away. The chaser has put... Also, Kenya knows his stuff.
Treetops Hotel in February 1952. A standard quiz question. Next, please.
Here it is. Next question on its way. Who starred as the $6 million man on TV? Was it A, Lee Majors, B, David Hasselhoff, or C, Lou Ferrigno? You put Lee Majors.
Yep, I had a bit of a crush on him back then.
You did? Does he know? Correct answer is Lee Majors. There you are. Step closer to home. That's great. The chaser has put also Lee Majors. You two guys know exactly what you're doing here. Next question. On it comes. Which of these actors has won most Best Actor Oscars? Is it A, Dustin Hoffman, B, Anthony Hopkins, or C, Al Pacino? You put Anthony Hopkins.
I've just gone for Hopkins because he's that little bit older, so therefore he's had that little bit more time.
OK. The correct answer is... Dustin Hoffman. Gotta stay where you are. Has the beast got it right? The chase has put. Yes, Dustin Hoffman indeed, and closes the gap. Jackie, here's your next question. What type of creatures are brants and Bechsteins? Is it A, bees, B, beetles, C, bats? You put bats.
Absolutely haven't got the foggiest.
Fine. The correct answer is... Well done. Great guess. Bring it home. Does he know it? Let's see what the chaser put. Yeah.
It's not my day today, is it?
Yeah, a bit of jam there. OK. Next question, Jackie. Here it comes. What shape is the room in the title of Lynn Reed Banks' debut novel? A, L-shaped, B, square, C, oval. You put L-shaped.
It's the only one that rang any bells. I'm thinking of books on the shelf in the bookshop, and it's the only one.
Right. To get that £8,000 closer to home, the correct answer is... Very good. Brilliant. The chaser has put... Also L-shaped. One last question to go before we go through to the final chase. Let's get this right. Here we go. In Belgium, what is a water zooey? A, fish stew. B, canal boat. C, aquarium. You put canal boat.
Water zooey and aquarium just seemed too obvious, so I went for the next thing that was with water.
If a water zooey is a canal boat, we're home and dry with £8,000. We'll find out after the break. Jackie's one correct answer away from joining Lockie and Abby. Will another person slip through his fingers? Before the break, I asked Jackie, in Belgium, what is a water zooey? Now, Jackie said it was a canal boat. If it's correct, she's through. The correct answer is... fish stew. We've got to stay where we are. The chaser's put. How did you know that?
I've got a huge great book of the A to Z of food terms and I've been working through
it. Why would you swat up on Belgian food?
Because a question comes up and now I feel clever for knowing it.
OK, Jackie, come on. Here's your next question. Which Robbie Williams chart-topper sampled the main theme for the Bond film You Only Live Twice? Is it A, Millennium, B, Rock DJ, or C, Angels? You've put Millennium.
Yeah, that's
you
the one.
You convinced that's it?
I'm convinced that's it.
I only played Jaws.
You only live twice.
Not in this game.
Let's have a look. The correct answer is... Get in! And she only does live twice. Once in, once through to the final. Brilliant stuff. Well played, Jackie. That was great. Your money's gone through to total prize fund. That's £19,000. Good?
Lucky and also quite good. She was the one I really wanted to get rid of.
Jackie, thank you very much indeed. Next up to the plate, it's Paul. Bank team leader.
Mm-hmm, in mortgages.
And what would you do with the money if you won it?
New roof.
Really?
Every time I think I'm going to get it repaired, it's
move
gone again.
Move south, less rain. Here you go.
Never.
I wish you luck, Paul.
All
right?
Thank you.
Your time starts now. Tessa Sanderson won gold in what event at the 84 Olympics?
Javelin.
Correct. In the name of the American TV show, what did the OC stand for?
Pass.
Orange County. Mrs. Hudson is the landlady of what fictional detective?
Sherlock Holmes.
Correct. A baked Alaska consists of sponge cake covered in ice cream and what?
Custard.
Meringue. In what film does Hugh Grant play bookshop owner William Thacker?
Pass.
Notting Hill. Singer Harry Belafonte is known as the king of what music style?
Jazz.
Calypso. Which former First Lady served as a New York senator for 8 years?
Hillary Clinton.
Correct. Emma Hamilton was romantically linked with which British hero?
Pass.
Nelson. The village of Tyburn was near the current location of what London arch?
Marble.
Correct. The term sacred cow comes from a belief in what religion?
Hindu.
Yes, correct. Sir Hans Sloane's collection formed the foundation of what museum?
Science.
Time's up. The answer was British Museum. £5,000, Paul. How do you feel?
Very pleased with that, yeah.
Well, it's time to bring on the chaser.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello. All right?
I'm not having a good day, and you're a banker. This is going to be fun.
There it is. There's your £5,000. If you want to take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£200.
However, if you want to take a step closer to the chaser, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Mmm. Turn around and have a chat with your team.
You're better than you thought because you've got more time now to think.
Yeah, keep that confidence up. We want four of us in the final.
Yeah, four. We need four. Definitely.
All right, then. So, they need four in the final. I need a decision, mate.
Give me as much stick as you like, but I'm coming back to 200.
Why am I not surprised? So, they've done the hard work and you're chickening out. That's a banker for you.
Paul, for £200, the chase is on. I wish you luck. Here comes the first question. Which comedian had the catchphrase, before your very eyes? Maxwell, Arthur Askey, or Ted Ray? You put... Arthur Askey.
A bit before my time, this one.
This is a pure guess.
Names ring a bell, but that's about it.
Right. The correct answer is... What a guess that was. The chaser's put... Ted Ray, which, oddly enough, I'd have plumped for as well.
Yeah, because I was thinking you lucky people, but that was...
No, that was
Tommy Trinder.
Here's your next question. Which of these historical figures was born first? A, Thomas of Becket, B, Joan of Arc, or C, Robert the Bruce? You put Thomas à Becket. Why?
Between that and Joan of Arc, and I'll be honest, history. It's what I didn't want.
The correct answer is... Extraordinary. Chase has put. Of course he's going to know that.
1170, murder in the cathedral. Robert the Bruce, 1314, Battle of Bannockburn. And Joan of Arc killed in 1431.
There was £5,000 here and £25,000 there.
There's going to be £20,000 in there.
No, it's going to be less than £20,000.
£19,000.
Close enough for a banker. Interest.
I'll try that with my bank manager next time if you have an £800 rounding error.
Here's the next question. Which of these TV sitcoms has never been made into a feature film? A, Fawlty Towers. B, Dad's Army. C, Porridge. You put Fawlty Towers. Happy with that?
Positive.
Correct answer is? Brilliant stuff. Down the table you come. The chaser put? Also, Fawlty Towers.
He actually knows something for once. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
One correct answer away from going through to the final chase with the rest of your team. Here's your next question. American artist Spencer Tunick is famous for creating art installations using what? Used vehicle parts, household rubbish, or live nudes? You put live nudes.
Went from looking at Mark.
Well, I'm genuinely lost for words now.
Correct answer is... Have you fluked your way all that? Unbelievable. You were guessing the whole way.
No, he didn't know one of them.
Well done, lucky Paul. On you go. Take your seat next to Jackie in the final. Total prize fund stands at £19,200. Sets out to be a good final chase.
Oh, I'm going to batter him.
So, we'll find out. Will they outrun the chaser one more time? We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. All four players have made it through to the final chase. There is £19,200 in the prize fund. Now, on the buzzer and against the clock, the team must answer as many questions as they can. Each right answer will put them a step further away from the chaser. Then the chaser will have the same amount of time to try and catch the team. If he does, the team will leave with nothing. If he doesn't catch the team, they will go home with an equal share of £19,200. So, because four of you have made it through to the final chase, you get a four-step head start. Good luck. Your time starts now. A trilby is a type of what?
Jackie.
Hat.
Correct. Godiva is slang for how much money?
Cool. Fiver.
Correct. What stage name was adopted by Adolf Arthur Marx?
Jackie.
Pass.
It's Harpo. In what decade was hanging abolished in Britain?
Lucky.
60s.
Correct. In what month is All Fool's Day?
Jackie.
April.
Correct. Complete the title of Mozart's opera, The Magic...
Abbey.
Flute.
Correct. Viv Richards played test cricket for what side?
Cool.
West Indies.
Correct. Ben Gurion International Airport is in what country?
Jackie.
Israel.
Correct. In 1989, what radio soap had its 10,000th episode?
Jackie.
The Archers.
Correct. CND stands for the campaign for what?
Jackie.
Nuclear disarmament.
Correct. In the 60s, Gene Shrimpton became famous as what?
Jackie.
A model.
Correct. Who preceded Arsene Wenger as Arsenal manager?
Cool.
Pass.
It's Bruce Rioch. What artificial flowers are sold for Remembrance Day?
Jackie.
Poppies.
Correct. What Agatha Christie detective was played by Joan Hickson?
Cool.
Miss Marple.
Correct. Which biblical character was renowned for his patience?
Lucky.
Job.
Correct. In ballet, what's a spin on tiptoes called?
Jackie.
Pirouette.
Correct. What film studio is known by the initials WB?
Cool. Warner Brothers.
Correct. The first atomic bomb was tested in what US state?
Jackie.
Nevada.
It's New Mexico. In the sitcom Rising Damp, what was Rigsby's cat called?
Cool.
Tiddles.
Vienna. Burgundy and Carmine are shades of what colour?
Jackie.
Red.
Correct. Georgios Peniotou is the real name of which pop star?
Jackie.
George Michael.
Correct. What breed of dog was Rin Tin Tin?
Lockie.
Alsatian.
Correct. Manumission is the act of freeing what type of people?
Lockie.
Slaves.
Correct. What's 25% of 60?
Lockie.
15.
Correct. Cold cannon's a mix of mashed potato and what vegetable? Answer would have been cabbage. Team, you are 24 steps ahead of the chaser. How do you feel, guys?
Would have taken that if you'd have offered me that at the
definitely
beginning.
Had
really?
Yeah.
So, is that enough? Let's find out, because it's time to bring back the chaser. Well, it's a good target.
It's a very good target. It's a good team effort, so bravo.
Now, remember, if the chaser gets one wrong and the team get it right, they will push the chaser back one step. Let's see if 24 steps is enough. It's time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts now. What's the nickname of footballer Paul Gascoigne?
Gasser.
Correct. What protective glove was worn with medieval armour?
Gauntlet.
Correct. Who was the first Labour Party Prime Minister?
Ramsay MacDonald.
Correct. In brewing, how many imperial gallons in a firkin?
9.
Correct. What does the film rating PG stand for?
Parental guidance.
Correct. PC George Dixon was the hero of what TV?
Dixon of Dot Green.
Correct. What was Madonna's first UK number one single?
Into the Groove.
Correct. The Weber is a unit of magnetic what?
Inductance.
Stop the clock.
Attraction.
Wrong. Flux. Correct answer was flux. Your time starts again. Now, what mythical king turned everything he touched to gold?
Midas.
Correct. In what decade was Lad's Mag Loaded first published?
80s.
Wrong. Stop the clock.
The 90s.
Is correct. The 90s is correct. Push the chaser back. Chaser now needs 17. Chaser, your time starts again. Now, what's the official language of Egypt?
Egyptian.
Stop the clock.
Oh, sugar.
Farsi.
Is wrong.
Arabic.
Correct answer is Arabic. Chaser, your time starts again now. By what name is the Red Cross known in Muslim countries?
Red Crescent.
Correct. Hermit and Fiddler are types of what
crab.
Marine... Correct. American company Shoal make what?
Footwear and stuff like
correct.
That.
Correct. What TV Western series was set around the Ponderosa Ranch?
High Chaparral.
Stop
no!
the clock.
Yeah. Bonanza.
Is correct. Pushing him back. He now needs 15. Chaser, your time starts again now. Which British king died in 1685?
Charles II.
Correct. What is a slice of bacon called?
Rasher.
Correct. What US state is known as the Aloha State?
Hawaii.
Correct. Who wrote the 1914 book Tarzan of the Apes?
Edgar Rice Burroughs.
Correct. A zygote is a cell formed by the union of two what?
Sex cells.
Or gametes, yes, correct. Which American puppeteer created the Muppet Show?
Henson.
Correct. What's the full name of the football club Wolves?
Wolverhampton Wanderers.
Correct. In what year did the Titanic sink?
1912.
Correct. Who invented the solid body electric guitar?
Fender.
Stop the clock.
Oh.
Les Paul.
Is correct. Pushing him back. You now need 8 steps to catch the team. 30 seconds remaining. Chaser, your time starts again now. Pyrex is hard, heat-resistant what?
Glass.
Correct. What was the name of the family in The Cosby Show?
Huxtable.
Correct. Who directed the Oscar-winning film American Beauty?
Sam Mendes.
Correct. Edmonton is the capital of what Canadian
Alberta.
Province? Correct. Harry Ramsden is known for what
chip
takeaway?
Shots.
Correct. What's the American word for sheer nylon tights?
Pantyhose.
Correct. The song Aquarius comes from what 60s hippie musical?
Hair.
Correct. What New Testament book comes before Revelations?
Don't know.
He's out of time. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Correct.
And the answer to that was Jude.
The correct is absolutely right, Jude. Yay. Wow. Team, you've done it. 19,000. £200. Well played, team. Well played.
This lot have been lucky all the way through. But I'll show some degree of sportsmanship. Well
indeed.
Played.
Slipped through your fingers, all four of them. Congratulations to today's team. Hope to see you again when more people will take on the chaser and could go away with thousands of pounds. We'll see you soon. Goodbye.